Yo, yo, this is Grant Cardone, and you listen to Alex and Cardone. Hustle, inspire, hustle.
You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy-to-learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
This episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast is part one of a series with Grant Cardone. Stick around for part two as soon as you finish this one.
What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On today's episode, we have Grant Cardone, CEO of Cardone Capital, international speaker, New York Times bestselling author, creator of the 10X Movement and 10X Growth Conference, and has a $1.5 billion portfolio of multifamily properties. He was named the number one marketer to watch by Forbes magazine. What's up, Grant?
Hey, how you doing, man? Good to be on your podcast.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. We've been looking forward to this for a while. Appreciate your team making this happen, my team making this happen. Very excited, man. I've been consuming your content for a while now. Love everything you have going on. We were just talking before. I was at your office recently. Love everything you have going on. Love how you've expanded on the businesses. And I said, you know what? Grant could be a great person to bring on to talk about success, to talk about obligation, to talk about responsibility, which is something that you talk about. You said success is your duty, obligation and responsibility. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So when I quit, you know, I fooled with success as an option when I was a kid. And sometimes I got it, sometimes I didn't. Until I started demanding it. Like made it a priority, like, okay, this is more important than dating. But, you know, when I was a single, 20 years old, I was like, I was interested in 1,000 things that couldn't pay me.
Yeah.
And I was interested in weekends and having fun and getting drunk and adventures and fights and, you know, being cool and being popular. And like, just an endless list of things that was dragging my attention. And then one day I'm like, dude, I got to quit fooling around here. This is ridiculous. And when I started making success an obligation, not an option, a duty, not being a dilettante about it, an amateur, but saying, hey, I'm going to become a professional pursuer of success and demand it, make it part of my integrity, my non-negotiable in my life.
Now, at that time, Let's say you're 25 years old, because I know that when you were 25, you were working in sales.
Yeah, I was 25 when this was happening. I was 25. So
there we go. Yeah, that's more or less my age bracket. And the reason I ask is, at that time, what was success to you? Because, you know, success is different to everybody. But at that time,
it was whatever it was to you. I had never even taken the time to define it. You know, I would argue about it, and still hadn't taken the time to say what is it for me. I tweeted something this morning. I'm praying for everyone. And somebody said, I didn't know you prayed. I'm like, well, you should look up the word prayer. It's to wish something good on another.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I got to get on my knees like maybe you do. The Muslim's going to pray 4 or 5 times a day. It doesn't mean a Catholic's going to probably pray once a day. It's like, what is the definition? People need to define things for themselves. And for me, I had never even defined success. I defined it. I watched the doctor next door to me. You know, it was like, I don't know what it means for other people. I know what it means for me.
Yeah, that's something I battled with a lot starting early out, I could relate a lot to what you were saying just now. Because when I was younger, to me, at least a little bit younger, to me, success was how can I buy myself the most material thing so I could appear successful, or so I could make myself feel successful. But ultimately, what I came to realize is that to me, success was being actually good at what I was doing so I could have a reputation for delivering results for people, because that reputation would be the foundation of my career. So you things start changing, right? And the reason I have this podcast and the reason I try to teach a younger crowd from my experience, and I still have a lot to learn, but the reason I try to do that is so people could follow a path of what am I about? What are my core values like? What kind of people do I want to surround myself with? Who are the people that are going to help me grow my business and my company and help me during difficult times? And of course, right now, we know that there's a lot of uncertainty in the world and the things that are going on right now. So you have to surround yourself with a group of people who really believe in your vision and what you see for yourself and for the company, so you could all be successful together, because things have been difficult over the last few months and they could get better, but it doesn't also mean that it can't get worse, and you have to brace for impact at all times.
Agree.
Right? If you don't get gold out of every shovel, demand to hit the ground more. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So look, I mean, I'm going to get dirt most of the time. It's crummy ass soil. I might not even get that. I mean, you got to keep digging, man. You cannot expect that, you know, every shovel full. People, it is arrogant to think that every time you hit whatever your target is, that you're going to score. It's not. Nobody's ever done that. All the guys, everybody, like it's not a success. Is not a. You can define it differently,
mm-hmm.
But you're going to hear people that have reached high levels of success are going to talk about it all in very similar ways. They're all going to agree. Look, you're going to fail more than you're going to win. You got to take a lot of swings. You got to get good at it. You got to have some luck. You got to have work ethic. I mean, it's the same story over and over again, right? It's now, how do I make that part of my deal though? How do I make it so important to me that I have to have it? Why did Kobe like have to win? Why did Jordan have to win? Some people just like, they just got to win, dude. Like they build that muscle. Some people got to get high on the weekends. I used to do that. Some people got to get laid. Like I did that. That was the predominant driving force in my life, was to have sex and to have a sensation and have that experience. Some people have to have shiny new cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But that's never been a thing for me. You know, I like collecting success.
Yeah.
So some guys have big garages with a bunch of cars. I'm like, dude, I want to go buy some more real estate. I love real estate. I love it because you can't take it away from me. And it's not a gamble for me. And it is a bit of a trophy. It's me. You know, when I was a kid, when I was growing up in high school, I wanted friends. And so I would do almost anything to have friends. And I realized once I had the friends, I wasn't really very happy about it. I still wasn't happy with me. It was the wrong target for me. And then I did whatever the friends did to be their friends, right? And the next thing you know, I'm not me anymore. Mm. And so, again, it's really important that people define what success is for them. Is it being, having number one hits if you're Taylor Swift? Or, you know, is it becoming a billionaire? Is it, I don't know what it is for people. People got to decide what that is. For me, I want to be healthy. Because if I don't have health, then the wealth don't matter.
Yeah.
I want wealth, because if I got great health and I can't buy good foods, then that's kind of a problem. I need health and wealth. Now, if I don't have anybody to share it with, well, that's kind of lonely.
Yeah.
So like, man, it takes a lot. Like if a person wants to be successful, this is what I was saying in the 10X rule. Most people misunderstand the 10X rule. It's not about having 10 times more stuff. I don't have a lot of stuff, to be honest with you. Like, I'm an extremely practical person. And I know that's hard for people. If you're just starting to getting turned on to me and you're like, you're watching me get on a Gulfstream 550, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It looks like you like a lot of, you like nice things. I mean, I do like nice things, but I don't have a lot of nice things. I have two cars. I could have a fleet of cars, but it's just not my thing, right? You got to figure out what your thing is.
Yeah.
And then you got to put all your energy behind that thing. So like when I started my first business, I was 30 years old. Like all I did was that business. I didn't do two or three or four businesses. I got good at that one business until that business was making enough money that I could put attention on the second business.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
Something I've ran into is I've spread myself too thin many times, right?
Yeah. When I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, dude, I like a lot of peanut butter on there. When I eat Oreo cookies, when I eat the mega Oreo cookie, I actually take the mega Oreo cookies apart, put two or three together. Like I need to get the first thing right.
Yeah.
We'll start another thing. And so what happens is people skip. They start one business and then they go out and start a second business. The first business wasn't even doing that great. And then they started a second business. Their attention went on the second business before the first business was doing good. This business got cut in half. You end up with this business, ends up screwing your first business.
Yep.
And then this business never made it. So you end up with actually half a business, not two businesses.
Yeah.
This is the problem with people trying to create multiple flows. I started a first business. Second business, I had a partner. Okay, my second business, when I moved this finger, it actually helped the second business. The first and second, third business probably should be on the same hand. Meaning I got my primary business right here. Okay, whatever that is. For me, it was I had an idea about consulting sales organizations when I was 30. I went out and started working that business. Everything to do with that business, I did it. Knocked on the doors, sent the accounting out, collected the money. Everything, dude. I took the phone calls. I mean, everything you could do. I marketed the everything. Then a guy came to me and said, "Hey, man, I could help you build a second business. The first business will drive the second business." I'm like, that's perfect. I had a partner. He ran the second business. When I talked about the first business, it fed the second business. I can't move this finger without moving this one.
Yeah.
They were symbiotic. They worked together. They fed one another back and forth. Okay. The third business, I actually bought cash flow. It was a real estate. I took cash from the first two businesses, fed these two businesses. And when there was money left over, I fed the third business. This is just the way I did it. Mark Cuban, you know, he became a billionaire. He scored, man. He just had a big score. Mark Zuckerberg, he wrote code and created Facebook. I don't know how to do that. Warren Buffett invested in companies. Before that, he was a salesman. He didn't make his real money until he invested in companies in his 50s. So me, I just grind it out. The real estate is what really created the freedom for me. It was taking money and buying cash flow, which a lot of people are too arrogant to do. They're like, oh, I can't buy cash flow. I have to go dig the earth myself. The most money I make is because I buy cash flow. Meaning I didn't go start a company. I bought real estate that was already cash flowing. My first two businesses, man, if I invested $1 million, I know for sure I'm going to make 100% of my money. The third business, I invest $1 million, I'm going to make maybe 10% a year, 10 or 15% a year. So people are like, why would you invest $1 million in the third business that only makes 15% a year? Because it makes 15% forever.
That's facts.
Okay. So I don't want to keep working. I don't want to keep having to do all the work. The way to create wealth is to get something going by itself.
Yeah.
And the first two businesses I still do because I love helping people.
This wraps up the first half of our series with Grant Cardone, We'll see you in the next episode for part two.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuin. See you on the next episode.